If you look through the slides, the way we're going to handle this is we're going to talk a little bit about last year, talk a little bit about this year, but then we're going to actually spend some time going over a couple topics that I think we need to talk about, which is corporate integration and endowments, and then we'll finish up talking a little politics, because who wants to talk politics in a presidential election year? No, you know. But we'll do that. So let's get started and go through this, and we'll hit a couple of these things. Bert and Ed covered most of the stuff that's on this slide, but let me highlight a couple of things they didn't cover. First, seat licenses were thought to come up to pay for the 512B13 change that Bert and Ed talked about earlier. That cost a little over $1 billion, and they thought it was a nice match. So what you're going to see that was mentioned earlier is how they do keep list of these things. Anytime they're doing something for the tax-exempt community, they're going to look to this list to potentially offset anything they're doing. It just so happens, this 2015 bill, they decided not to offset anything. And there's a reason. We're going to talk about that in a second. So because they didn't offset anything, seat licenses didn't come up. Other things that are on the chart. For a few of you, but only for a few, there was also something that got enacted called agricultural research organizations. This is a new 501c3 type organization that works like the Hughes Medical Foundation, the medical research organizations, and it allows what I call uber wealthy people to donate to an organization who will then work with a college or university and do basic research, real, you know, people doing it. They aren't doing grants. It's real work. And I'm aware of already two or three of these organizations that are in the process, in fact, maybe one in Texas.